Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow Series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on using your tools. Question for you. Would you needlessly create havoc in your life? I mean, would you get up one morning and over your first cup of coffee say to yourself, I think I'll make my life more difficult than it needs to be today? In case there was any doubt whatsoever, I'll remind you that you're on the natural professional journey, and therefore, no, you would not do that. Okay, let's do a quick recall of what your natural professional journey is all about. For your convenience, here are four taglines for you to choose from. 1, purpose, passion, and peace. 2, the era of struggle is over. In other words, stop struggling. 3, practical wisdom for soul-filling work. 4, get your shit together so you can be more effective and have more fun. Whichever of these floats your boat the most. And of course, you can create your own. That's what your overarching theme is, your mantra, if you will. Memorize it, write it down, type it 100 times, whatever. No matter which one you choose, there's a foundational pillar critical to them all, namely using your tools and systems. Probably saw that coming, didn't you? Now, I've noticed that there are two scenarios that tend to result in clients abandoning their systems. Now, I'm sure you don't do this. I'm just going to tell you what other people tend to do. 1, there's a major shift in their life. They retire, leave the corporate world, move to a new city. It's like they're embarking upon a whole new journey. And on this new journey, there's an opportunity to reconsider everything. Habits, patterns, routines, wardrobe, favorite coffee drink. So they do, but they throw the baby out with the bathwater and leave their tools behind. The second scenario, in which I see people regularly abandoning their systems and their tools, occurs when a whole bunch of things are unceremoniously plopped on their plate. They get a new big client gig, and all their current clients are having emergencies. They're preparing to leave town for a family reunion, and their tenant just moved out, and the check engine light just came on in their car, and their computer's acting up, and it's their partner's birthday week. All of this at the same time. In both of these scenarios, you, and I mean the generic you, because I know you'd never do this, but you might have a tendency to look right past or even turn your back on the old, the mundane, the unexciting, such as your productivity tools and systems. I mean, how sexy are they really now? I'm talking about things like your to-do manager, your list of projects, your weekly review and planning session, your schedule, your quiet time, having a place to jot down reminders no matter when or where you are, staying out of your inbox except when zapping, leaving open project and client files all over your desktop. You know, it gets willy-nilly. Because what happens when you ignore these? Life gets crazy. Way more stressful than it needs to be. Things fall through the cracks. You feel overwhelmed to the point of drowning. Instead of dealing with the important stuff, you end up getting lost in all this silly small stuff. I've seen this tendency again and again to forge ahead into the wilds without the tools. But that's like trying to bake a cake without a mixing bowl, or trying to ride a bike without pedals, or trying to run a marathon without shoes. You just wouldn't do it. These times of newness and craziness are the times to get ultra vigilant about using your tools, because they are the life raft to keep you sane. They help you keep your life in perspective. Your brain needs continuity to keep track of everything. Your psyche needs continuity to feel safe. Your emotional state needs continuity to feel stable. In other words, your tools aren't a luxury. They are critical. They're a necessity. The whole point of using your tools is to support you. And now you fill in the blank of the tagline that you picked earlier. The whole point of your tools is to support you for more purpose, passion, and peace in your life. To stop struggling. To access your wisdom for more soul-filling work. To get your shit together so you can be more effective and have more fun. No matter whether your life is on cruise control or you're on the roller coaster of your life, use your tools. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Shawn Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.